My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it may come as a surprise to realize that Jesus gave us the commandment to love one another at the Last Supper, shortly before Judas left the upper room on his mission of betrayal. This was the new order our Savior had come to bring, and the sign by which the world would recognize his followers. Jesus paid a great price for each one of us. It meant crucifixion and death on the cross at Calvary. If we are to live by this new commandment, we must undergo many trials. For this love makes as many demands upon us as it did upon Jesus. First, we need to learn how to go about loving others for the sake of God, because in the evening of life, as St. John of the Cross says, we will all be judged on how well we have loved. Christ's role for living life properly may not present a problem as far as loving our friends and families are concerned. Most of us are fairly good at overlooking their faults, making allowance for shortcomings, and I hope forgiving them. It is easy to love those who are kind and loving toward us, but Christian love calls us to do more than this. What about our enemies, those who have done us harm and perhaps still do? We fail miserably when we retaliate, and our good intentions can be shattered as we gossip sometimes maliciously about them. The making of ourselves into real Christians is the work of a lifetime. Conversion does not take place overnight and requires from us much patience. The one thing we all need to experience is the kind of love that Jesus lived and preached. It's the love which finds its source always in God. It is a fragment of eternity within our being and without which our lives have no meaning. This is the one commandment on which we are called to base our every action, and it is the very core of the gospel message. Love has the power to give meaning to impossible situations, to bring light into darkness, to inspire people, to fill them with hope, and give them the courage to continue on the road ahead. The Lord may not be walking our pathway today in his physical body, but in every age he can move and work, do the work of making the whole of creation new through you, his disciples. The good news is that we all have been chosen to be instruments of his grace, channels through which others may experience his love. It may simply be a smile which costs nothing, but can mean so much, because it comes from deep within the heart and a genuine love for others. In one sense, the only failure facing any of us as followers of Jesus is the failure to love. The gospel then is an invitation to all of us to look deep into our hearts to see how we are responding to the love of Jesus in our daily lives and within our families. There is always the danger that you and I may be in love with ourselves instead of with one another. The presence of God so easily fades into the background when we give way to inner selfishness. The real test of love continues to be how we respect others and their dignity in God. No one can be a friend of Jesus who does not love his neighbor.